Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. Thank you for being here. It's the Steve Gruber Show, and it's the No Panic Zone. Good to have you here for the conversation. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, in California, gas is $5 a gallon for regular, and yes, with the radical Biden administration in place, that's coming for you, too. I told you to keep track of the price of things. I wonder who looked at the lumber, and now at an all-time high, four times what it should be this time of the year. Number two, the Biden administration canceling a 30-year Memorial Day tradition and blocking the annual Rolling to Remember observance at the Pentagon. You've got that going on. And number one, Warren Buffett says you need to get ready for big inflation. Big inflation. He says we're going to see things like you haven't seen since Jimmy Carter was in the United States White House back in the 1970s. In fact, Berkshire Hathaway is seeing substantial warning signs of big price increases in a host of products, not just gasoline and lumber, even though both of those items are soaring. This all translates to higher costs to home builders and those doing home repairs, and it could trigger a housing bubble. Now, this is exactly what I warned you about. As Joe Biden and his vacuous administration keeps trying to spend trillions of dollars to buy the next election and hang on to the fragile strings of power, but by doing so, they'll destroy the U.S. economy, our national security, our southern border. They will destroy anything in their path in pursuit of power, and it's indisputable at this point. It's indisputable because there is no way you can sit here and realize that $1 trillion of the bailout put together by President Trump last year is yet to be spent. $1.9 trillion, allegedly the American, whatever they called it, the American Rescue Plan. That spending goes on for a decade. The infrastructure plan being put forth of $2.5 trillion goes on for the next 20 years. And what you end up with is spending that occurs over 6 or 7 years that takes 20 years or more to pay for. It's unsustainable. And that's why Warren Buffett understands that the economy is teetering. Inflation like we haven't seen since James Earl Carter Jr. was in the White House is on its way. Governor Ron DeSantis, however, he's fighting back. He's moving Florida's economy ahead now. He's removing all COVID restrictions effective immediately. The president, on the other hand, keeps wearing a mask he doesn't need to keep people in fear, while prepping to raise taxes on a pile of trillions and trillions on the debt. I want you to hear this, though. Governor Ron DeSantis has made it official. All COVID-19 restrictions will be gone by July the 1st. The first governor to return all freedom to the citizens of his state, Florida, which means Florida will be the first to heal its economy and attract even more people to move there. In fact, it's already going on. It's already working. It's been going on for months now. The people flocking to Florida. And here's what Governor DeSantis had to say. Listen to this.
It's effective July 1st. I'll also sign an executive order pursuant to that bill invalidating all remaining local emergency COVID orders effective on July 1st. But then to bridge the gap between then and now, I'm going to suspend under my executive power the local emergency orders as it relates to COVID. I think that's the evidence-based thing to do. I think the fact... I think folks that are saying that they need to be policing people at this point, if you're saying that, you really are saying you don't believe in the vaccines. You don't believe in the data. You don't believe in the science. We've embraced the vaccines. We've embraced the science on it. The data, I've been good from the beginning in terms of clinical trials. It's even better in real life. And so it's available. We want everyone to get it. And if you get it, just know that the reason you get it is because we want to be able to have people enjoy themselves and live freely in the state of Florida. So
I wanted you to hear the whole thing because it's critical to understand. You know, here's something else that occurs to me, and I've been meaning to talk to you about this for the last few days, and I haven't gotten to it, but I need to mention this because we will talk about it more. There are a lot of questions now about the census and the predictions that were made in December as to what really happened when it comes to apportionment. That's how the number of congressional seats are divvied out, if you will. Texas was expected to get three new seats. Texas, three. Florida, maybe three, but two for sure. New York was going to lose two, but that didn't happen. Texas got two seats. Florida got one seat. New York barely lost one seat. It's remarkable that during this exodus of 2020, while Florida filled up with people and New York drained of people, somehow the predictions, the estimates from December, 1.5 million more people ended up in New York for the final census count than they had determined lived there at the end of the census in December of 2020. Isn't it interesting to note that states like Texas, that should have picked up three congressional seats, only got two. Florida should have gotten a minimum of two, maybe three, only got one. Something's amiss here. New York held on to seats it should not have. California should have lost two as well. We're going to keep an eye on that. That's just an aside to everything else that's going on. Well, because it's extremely important to know that the census is done right and that populations are represented properly. New York lost people. New York does not have the political power it once did. In fact, looking at what's going on in the governor's mansion, they don't seem to have much power at all. Now, I want to go back to the fact that President Biden has never worked anywhere but on the government teat. He's never owned a business, doesn't understand taxes, doesn't understand how businesses pay taxes, never paid payroll. In fact, I'm going to share a comment from him here where just about everything he says is wrong. Wrong. First, he's talking about adding $1.8 trillion to the $3 trillion deficit, which, of course, becomes debt. Then he claims companies making billions pay zero. Also completely false. I mean, you look at the taxes paid on the employer match on Social Security alone. That destroys this red herring. But I want you to hear it. It's bite number four with the president. Bite number four from Joe Biden talking about things he has, well, no clue about. Do we have bite four? Apparently it's not there.
I think it's about time we start giving tax breaks and tax credits to working class families and middle class families instead of just the very wealthy. And here's what the American Family Plan doesn't do. It doesn't add a single penny to our deficit. It's paid for by making sure corporate America and the wealthiest 1% just pay their fair share. I come from the corporate capital of the world. More corporations are incorporated in the state of Delaware than all the rest of the nation combined. And I'm not anti-corporate, but it's about time they start paying their fair share. It's about making a choice. You know, we have out there this year, you have 50 corporations making, you know, $40 billion that didn't pay a single penny in taxes. Not a single penny. I don't want to punish anybody, but everybody should chip in. Everybody should pay something along the road here. The choice is about who the economy serves. And so I plan on giving tax breaks to the working class folks and making everybody pay their fair share.
I challenge anybody to put up these corporations that made $40 billion and didn't pay a penny in taxes. Complete lie. Complete lie. 14 after. We'll be back after this.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend, you were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie, I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.